No Limits, 2013 National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Conference for Families and Teachers by Carlton Walker. From the editor, one activity that makes our convention unique is the annual program sponsored by the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. No other conference in the world does as much to provide programming for blind children and their parents. Here is a list of activities they will enjoy this summer in Orlando. Shortly after my daughter, Anna Catherine, turned 3, an ophthalmologist told me that she was legally blind and had central vision loss. I was surprised, but I was not particularly worried. At that point, I had not noticed any evidence of her visual impairment. Besides, blindness was nothing compared to what she had already faced. Anna Catherine's first year of life had been filled with multiple hospitalizations, endless painful procedures, and tube feeding through a port in her stomach. Just before her first Christmas, her doctors warned us that our 9-month-old might not live another year. They said we would be lucky if she lived to be 5 or 6 years old. Thankfully, they were wrong about her diagnosis, but Anna still had much to overcome. When she was 1 year old, she was finally strong enough to begin the physical milestones of infancy, such as rolling over and sitting up. Shortly after her second birthday, a month-long stay at a feeding clinic taught her how to swallow. She spent the next year trying new foods and liquids, and we went a whole 12 months without a visit to a hospital emergency room. Thus, even though I was not expecting the legal blindness diagnosis, I was not really worried. Anna acted just as most 3-year-olds. Nevertheless, I began to research what this term, legally blind, meant. I found out that central vision loss can significantly impair one's ability to read print. I wondered whether she should start learning Braille. I wondered what her future would hold. I soon found, however, that many people thought my ideas about Braille were simply wrong. Anna's ophthalmologists and optometrists downplayed my thoughts about her using Braille. She should be able to read print, she won't need Braille. Anna's educators conveyed a certainty that she would not be a candidate for Braille. They told me that she would need large print, 36 to 48 point font, and, as a result, would be a slower reader. I wondered why these people who said she didn't need Braille were telling me about what she couldn't do because of her limited vision. Wouldn't Braille help? Even in our own family, no one seemed eager to admit that Anna's life would be affected in any way by her eye issues. My husband retreated from any talk about Braille or canes, while other family members expressed great sadness about her vision. One close family member was downright hostile and even forbade me from saying the B-word, blind, in front of Anna. Despite all this, eventually I knew that my little girl needed more than she was getting. I noticed that Anna was not as independent as her peers. My fearless toddler was becoming a fearful preschooler. One day, while walking home from the library, I made Anna let go of her fierce grip on my hand. None of the other children at the library's story hour held their parents' hands as tightly. 2 steps later, Anna walked right into a telephone pole and ended up with a walnut-sized lump in the middle of her forehead. I immediately felt terrible and went back to holding her hand all the time. It seemed that her limited vision was truly going to limit her. Fortunately, through a series of coincidences, I found out about the National Federation of the Blind and a conference being held in just a few weeks. Somehow my husband agreed to take off work to go to this conference for parents and blind kids, even though he knew that Anna wasn't one. In May 2005, at that conference in Baltimore, Maryland, everything changed. We met successful blind adults who showed us that blindness was not the tragedy we had been led to believe. We heard that blindness skills could reduce blindness to the level of a physical nuisance. We learned that our little girl need not be defined by her visual acuity or her visual field. Before the conference, we had believed that the amount of vision Anna had would determine how far she would go in life. Instead, we began to understand that having the skills to do the task at hand, not level of vision, would be the most accurate predictor of future success for our young daughter. At that 2005 conference, I also came to know the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC. In addition to successful blind adults, we had the support of parents from all over the nation. While each family has its own story, we remain together in believing that our children can be as successful and as independent as they would be with full sight. With the help of successful blind adults, our children are reducing blindness to the level of a physical nuisance and tearing down the artificial vision-focused barriers erected by others. Now, as NOPBC president, I have the great honor and pleasure of welcoming you to our No Limits conference. No Limits means sharing information, ideas, and dreams. No Limits means mastering the skills needed for independence and self-determination. No Limits means the amount of eyesight our children have will not be the determining factor in how far they go in life. No Limits. The 30th Annual NOPBC Conference, No Limits, will take place from Monday, July 1 to Saturday, July 6, 2013, at the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind in Orlando, Florida, at the Rosen Center Hotel. We look forward to seeing you at our full-day seminar on Monday and at our many activities listed below, which continue all week. Pre-register, forms below, or register on-site in Orlando. Hope to see you there. No Limits 2013 NOPBC Conference, Schedule of Activities for Parents, Teachers, Children, and Youth. Please note, NOPBC Children's Activities will take place in NFB Childcare throughout the week. Be sure to register your child for childcare. NFB Childcare has a separate registration and fees. See the article in the April issue. Monday, July 1, full-day seminar for parents and teachers. 7:30 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. registration. 9 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. general session. Welcome, Carlton Walker, President, NOPBC. Kid Talk with Dr. Mark Maurer. Kids get a chance to speak to the President of the National Federation of the Blind about anything on their minds. No Limits, Anil Lewis, Director of Advocacy and Policy, National Federation of the Blind. Braille Readers Are Leaders Recognition. Life Without Limits, Dr. Jessica Ewell, opera singer. Lindsay Azzolino, MIT Cognitive Neuroscience Researcher. No Limits for These Kids, The Students Speak. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity Music and Movement with Conchita Hernandez, Special Educator, ages 5 through 12 in NFB Childcare. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NFB Youth Track Sessions, ages 11 through 18, sponsored by the NFB Jernigan Institute. Children who would like to take part in the Kid Talk with Dr. Maurer and Youth Track participants will begin the day in the general session, after which they will be escorted to childcare or their activity. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Sessions, Parents and Teachers. Access Tech, Apple Products. Come see how the accessibility of iPhone, iPad, iPod products, accessories, and apps could work for your child or student. Instructor Dan Wenzel, Manager, Youth Services, Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, BISM. Note, this workshop repeats at 2 p.m. Early Childhood Language and Play. Learn how to create a stimulating environment for the development of language and play in the young, blind, visually impaired child. Instructor Heather Field, Special Educator. The Inclusive Classroom. How to set up the classroom and what the classroom teacher needs to know for the student's full participation throughout the day. Instructors Denise Mackenstadt, NOMC, Kristen Sims, Teacher of Blind Students. Making and Understanding Raised Line Drawings. Participants will use Raised Line Drawings, RLD, boards to create, erase, and revise images through freehand sketching and more formal manual drawing methods needed for STEM curriculum content. Staff will share tips for improving student ability to read RLDs by touch and understand their content. Instructors, EASY, LLC staff. Social Skills for the Teen Years. Looking Good, Making Friends, Dating, and Other Concerns of the Teen Years. Instructor, Deja Powell, Cane Travel Teacher. Fashionista, Garrick Scott, President, NFB of Georgia, and Youth Mentor. 12:15 p.m. to 2 p.m., Lunch on Your Own. Pick up children ASAP from NFB Childcare at 12:15. 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., NFB Youth Track Sessions, ages 11 through 18. 2 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, Hands-on Art with Ann Cunningham, Tactile Artist, ages 5 through 12 in NFB Childcare. 2 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Sessions, Parents and Teachers. Access Tech, Apple Products. Come see how the accessibility of iPhone, iPad, iPod products, accessories, and apps could work for your child or student. Instructor, Dan Wenzel, Manager, Youth Services, Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, BISM. Repeat of morning session. What's available? What tools and materials are available for my child's use for access to a full education? Where can my school get them? Instructor Eric Guillory, Director of Youth Services, Louisiana Center for the Blind. Movement and Exploration for the Young Blind Child. How can you get your child moving and exploring the world? What if your child has delays? Would a cane be good for your child? The session will be appropriate for families with children with or without additional disabilities. Instructor Mary Jo Hartle, NOMC, Teacher of Blind Students. Aiming for Independence, Independent Living Skills for Home, School, and Community. Instructor Melissa Riccobono, President, NFB of Maryland, School Counselor. The ABCs of Braille, a hands-on workshop for adults that will teach the beginning of Braille reading and writing. Instructor, to be announced. 3:30 p.m. to 4:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Sessions, Parents and Teachers. Technology, where do I start? This session will explore the basics of access technology for blind, visually impaired children. Instructor Jack Mendez, Director of Technology, Louisiana Center for the Blind. Social skills for the younger years, interaction and play, how parents and teachers can facilitate the development of age-appropriate social skills in the younger blind, visually impaired child. Instructor to be announced. Out and about, independent mobility for your school-aged child, high expectations, real-life goals, and how to achieve them in independent travel. Instructor Denise Mackenstadt, NOMC. Self-advocacy, a critical life skill. We want our children to be able to take charge of their own lives as adults. This workshop will explore the importance of self-advocacy and provide suggestions for teaching children to speak up for themselves effectively. Instructor Ariel Silverman, doctoral student, University of Colorado. Persuade, negotiate, collaborate. Choosing your battles and resolving conflict at IEP meetings so that your child can benefit and make the most progress. Instructor Sharon Manecki, NFB of Maryland, advocate. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., NOPBC Family Hospitality. Relax, chat, meet new families, and connect with old friends. Veteran parents will be on hand to welcome you and provide information. Tuesday, July 2, no NFB childcare on this day. 7:45 a.m. to 8:45 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. 8:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Cane Walk, Session 1. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., Cane Walk, Session 2. Learn and experience the structured discovery method of travel at these special workshops. Parents, teachers, blind children, siblings welcome. Instructors Jeff Altman, NOMC, and Cane Travel Instructors. 2:45 p.m. to 4 p.m., NOPBC Youth Style Show. This is an opportunity for your aspiring model to take a walk down the runway in a favorite outfit from his or her closet. Contact Kim Cunningham at 713-501-9659 or Kim at gulfimagephoto.com for more information and to sign up. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., NFB Youth Track Session, ages 11 through 18. Wednesday, July 3, 10 a.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, Astronaut Activities with Noreen Grice, Accessible Astronomy Educator, ages 6 through 12 in NFB Child Care. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., NFB Youth Track Session, ages 11 through 18. 12:45 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, Beep Kickball with Judy Bird, Beep Kickball Association, ages 5 through 12 in NFB Child Care. You can drop off your child early at Child Care on this afternoon so that you can attend the NOPBC Annual Meeting. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., NOPBC Annual Meeting, Options and Opportunities. Keynote address by the 2013 Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award winner, special guest speakers, news from NASA, cutting-edge information on products and services, summer programs for our kids, parent power, business meeting, elections, and much more. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Braille Book Fair, A Book Lover's Dream. Browse tables of new and used Braille and print Braille books. Volunteers will box your books, and the post office will deliver them to your home as free matter. Books are free. Donations are encouraged to help support our Braille programs. Co-sponsored by NOPBC and NAPUB. Coordinator, Crystal Guillory, Teacher of Blind Students, NFBL, Bell Coordinator. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., NFB Youth Track Activity, ages 11 through 18. 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., Dad's Night Out. All dads, sighted or blind, are welcome. Call Jim Beyer at 406-239-2057 for location. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., Convention 101. Facilitated convention experience for tweens and teens. Facilitator Carlton Walker, President, NOPBC. Thursday, July 4, 7 to 9 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. 8:45 to 9:20 a.m., Convention 101. Facilitated convention experience for tweens and teens. Facilitator Carlton Walker, President, NOPBC. 10 a.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, making raised line drawings with staff of EASY LLC, ages 6 through 12 in NFB Child Care. 12:15 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., Convention 101. 2 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, NASA at Your Fingertips with David Hurd, NASA Scientist, ages 5 through 12 in NFB Child Care. 5:10 p.m. to 5:35 p.m., Convention 101. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, Crafts and Games, for children whose parents are attending NOPBC Evening Workshops, ages 5 through 12. 7 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Sessions, Parents and Teachers. 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., Homeschooling a Blind, Visually Impaired Child, Come network with other homeschoolers to share information and tips and discuss the challenges and satisfactions of homeschooling. Instructor Heather Field, Special Educator. 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., IEP Basics for Parents of Blind, Visually Impaired Students. The sections of the IEP, Essential Assessments, How Assessment Information is Used, How to Be an Active and Effective Participant. Instructor Carlton Walker, Attorney, Teacher of Blind Students. 8:30 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., IEP Development and Legal Process Overview, Do's and Don'ts for the IEP Meeting, Preparing for Possible Mediation, Due Process, Appeal, etc. Overview of the Legal Process, How to Prepare for a Due Process Hearing so you don't have to have one. Instructor, Carlton Walker, Attorney, Teacher of Blind Students. NFB Youth Track Activity, Ages 11 through 18, Time to be Announced. Friday, July 5, 8:15 a.m. to 8:50 a.m., Convention 101, Facilitated Convention Experience for Tweens and Teens. Facilitator, Carlton Walker, President, NOPBC. 12:15 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., Convention 101. 5:10 p.m. to 5:35 p.m., Convention 101. Saturday, July 6, 8:15 a.m. to 8:50 a.m., Convention 101. Facilitated Convention Expertise for Tweens and Teens. Facilitator, Carlton Walker, President, NOPBC. 12:15 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., Convention 101. 5:10 p.m. to 5:35 p.m., Convention 101. NOPBC Insider Information. National Convention is a complicated week of events. Here are a few tips to help you stay organized and take advantage of the many opportunities that will be available. Registration information. The NOPBC Conference takes place within the larger NFB Convention. The NOPBC Conference, the NFB Convention, and NFB Childcare all have separate registrations and fees. The NOPBC Conference registration form and workshop sign-up form appear at the end of this document. Register early to save money. To receive the special NFB room rates, you must also register for the NFB Convention. Pre-register and save money before June 1 for the NFB Convention at www.nfb.org. Activities for children and youth. Childcare information. This year, we'll be taking a trip to Gatorland on Sunday afternoon, June 30, the day before the seminar. Details below. NOPBC Children's Activities take place in NFB Childcare. If you would like your child to participate in an NOPBC Children's Activity, you must register your child for childcare for that day. NFB Childcare information, registration forms, and fee info appeared in the April issue. This year's lineup of children's activities includes art and drawing, music and dance, beep kickball, and space exploration. Childcare will be provided by the NFB for children 6 weeks to 12 years of age each day except Tuesday, July 2. Childcare will also be available on banquet night, Saturday, July 6. The Youth Style Show will take place on Tuesday afternoon, July 2. Teen Room, ages 14 to 18, and Tween Room, ages 11 to 14, will be available for chaperoned, informal activities at various times during the week, scheduled to come. On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 3 through 6, we will feature Convention 101, informal facilitated discussions in which young NFB members learn about topics being presented on the NFB convention floor. Participants gather before convention sessions and sit together in their own section with the facilitator. Ages 11 through 15, interested older students may participate. Seminar day information. On Seminar Day, Monday, July 1, adults, children, and youth start the morning together at the No Limits Seminar. At the end of the general session, children who are pre-registered for childcare will be escorted to the childcare area, and youth 11 through 18 will be escorted to youth track activities. At the lunch break, pick up your children for lunch on your own. After lunch, there will be concurrent workshops for adults, a youth track activity, and activities for children in the childcare rooms. Other activities going on all week long. In addition to the special NOPBC activities for parents, children, and youth listed in this article, other activities that you and your child may be interested in attending will be going on all week. Often activities are going on at the same time, and you and your child will have to make choices. Here is a sampling. NFB Convention Sessions, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Karaoke Night, The Mock Trial, The Talent Show, a play written and performed by blind people, open houses of our blindness skills training centers, technology demos. Meetings of divisions such as blind students, sports and recreation, performing arts, writers, blind educators, office professionals, lawyers, computer science, employment, guide dog users, agriculture and equestrian, and classic car lovers. NFB banquet and scholarship presentations, our incomparable exhibit hall, NOPBC family outing to Gatorland. Gatorland has made it possible for NOPBC families to visit the park on Sunday, June 30, at a discounted rate. Please note, this is the day before our full-day seminar. We will meet in the lobby of the Rosen Center Hotel at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and then carpool or cabpool to Gatorland, which is a short distance from the hotel. We can then enjoy the park from 1:30 to 5 or 6 p.m., depending on its closing time that day. Cost of the discounted tickets will be $17.49 for adults and $10.75 for children 3 to 12 years. Children under 3 are free. Visit the Gatorland website at www.gatorland.com/index.shtml to see all the fun-filled activities it offers. Registration, NOPBC 2013 Conference, no limits. Make check payable to NOPBC and mail with forms to Pat Renfranz, R-E-N-F-R-A-N-Z, NOPBC Treasurer, 397 Middle Oak Lane, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84108. Save money by pre-registering. Pre-registration must be postmarked by June 15. After June 15, please register on-site in Orlando. Adult, by June 15, $30. On-site in Orlando, $35. Child, youth, up to 18 years. By June 15, free. Children are free, but please list names and ages below. On-site in Orlando, free. Adult name, checkbox parent, checkbox professional, checkbox other, space provided. Adult name, checkbox parent, checkbox professional, checkbox other, space provided. Please list additional adults on a separate sheet. Address, city, state, zip, phone, email, alternative phone. Child youth 1, name, first and last, age, brief description of vision and any additional disabilities. Child youth 2, space provided. Please list additional children, youth on a separate sheet. How many adults, space provided, pre-registered by June 15 at $30 equals blank, or on-site registration at $35 equals blank. Child youth, space provided, free. Total enclosed. Checkbox, I receive future reflections. Checkbox, this is my first national convention. Checkbox, I am a member of my state NFB POBC. If not, how many national conventions have you attended? Please note, pre-registrations postmarked after June 15 will be returned. Also, remember that registrations for the NOPBC conference and NFB childcare are separate and must be mailed to different places. Workshop and activity sign-up. Sunday, June 30, day before conference begins. 1 p.m., trip to Gatorland. Please list how many will attend. Space provided, adults. Space provided, children 4 through 12 years. Space provided, children 3 and under. Payment is due the day of the trip. Monday, July 1, 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., please mark how many will attend each session. Access Tech, Apple Products, Early Childhood, Inclusive Classroom, Raised Line Drawings, Social Skills, Teens. 2 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., please mark how many will attend each session. Access Tech, Apple Products, What's Available? Movement and Exploration for the Young Blind Child, Aiming for Independence, ABCs of Braille. 3:30 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. Please mark how many will attend each session. Technology, where do I start? Social skills, younger children. Out and about, independent mobility for your school-aged child. Self-advocacy, persuade, negotiate, collaborate. Children, you must register your child for NFB childcare for the day for child to participate. Childcare has separate registration and fees. See article in the April issue. Please mark how many children will attend each session. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., music and movement, ages 5 through 12. Name, space provided, age, space provided. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., hands-on art, ages 5 through 12. Name, space provided, age, space provided. 8:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., cane walk session 1. Number of adults, number of children, number of youth. Space provided, ages. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., cane walk session 2. Number of adults, number of children, number of youth, space provided, ages. 2:45 p.m. to 4 p.m., youth style show. Name, space provided, age, space provided. Wednesday, July 3. Children, you must register your child for NFB childcare for the day for child to participate, separate registration and fees. Please mark how many children will attend each session. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., astronaut activities. Ages 6 through 12, mature 5-year-olds may attend. Name, space provided, age, space provided. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., beep kickball, ages 5 through 12. Name, space provided, age, space provided. Thursday, July 4. Children, you must register your child for NFB childcare for the day for child to participate, separate registration and fees. Please mark how many will attend each session. 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., making raised line drawings, ages 6 through 12. Name, space provided, age, space provided. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., space exploration, ages 5 through 12. Name, space provided, age, space provided. Adults, 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., please mark how many will attend each session. Homeschooling, IEP basics for parents of blind, visually impaired students. 8:30 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., please mark how many will attend. IEP development and legal process overview. Children ages 5 through 12 years. Please note, sign your child up for this activity only if you will be attending NOPBC workshops that evening. 7 to 10 p.m., crafts and games. Please mark how many will attend. Name, space provided, age, space provided. NOPBC 2013 Conference Overview. Gatorland trip is Sunday, June 30. Teen room and tween room schedules to come. Monday, July 1, 9 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., No Limits Seminar, Adults, Children, Youth. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity in Child Care. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., Youth Track. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshop Sessions. 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., Youth Track. 2 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity in Child Care. 2 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshop Sessions. 3:30 p.m. to 4:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshop Sessions. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Family Hospitality. Tuesday, July 2, 7 a.m. to 8:45 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. 8:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Cane Walk Session 1, Adults, Children, Youth. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., Cane Walk Session 2, Adults, Children, Youth. 2:45 p.m. to 4 p.m., Youth Style Show. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., Youth Track. Wednesday, July 3, 9 a.m., NOPBC Children's Activity and Child Care. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Youth Track. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., NOPBC Annual Meeting, Drop Kids in Child Care Early. 2 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity and Child Care. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Braille Book Fair. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Youth Track. 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., Dad's Night Out. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., Convention 101. Thursday, July 4, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. 8:45 a.m. to 9:20 a.m., Convention 101 meets. 10 a.m., NOPBC Children's Activity and Child Care. 12:15 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., Convention 101 meets. 2 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity and Child Care. 5:10 p.m. to 5:35 p.m., Convention 101 meets. 7 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshops. 7 to 10 p.m., Children's Activity for Children Whose Parents Are in the NOPBC Workshops. Time to be announced, Youth Track. Friday, July 5 and Saturday, July 6, 8:15 a.m. to 8:50 a.m., Convention 101 meets. 12:15 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., Convention 101 meets. 5:10 p.m. to 5:35 p.m., Convention 101 meets.